let's go to the Holland Group Hotline. Find them online at askthehollands.com and bring in our market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. Jay, great to talk to you. The markets took a bit of a hit yesterday, and it seemed to be in part because of some weak manufacturing data showing the economy slowing down a bit, right?
It was. But first, I have to mention, in light of the going news of the day, if you've not asked Alexa why I should listen to the Ryan Gorman Show, you should do so.
Oh, is that right?
Very interesting response, and I'll leave it at that, but it's positive. You got more plug than the former president, but I had to check it this morning before we went on the air. So
yeah, there's this thing where, I don't know, if you ask Alexa about Kamala Harris, you get this very detailed response, and then if you ask about Trump, it's like, I don't really know who that is.
Oh, really?
I don't have any information for you.
It was an error. It was a mistake. They got it fixed. You got to catch it before they can recognize it's a mistake.
Right, right. But that's good. I'd never even thought to ask Alexa about the Ryan Gorman Show.
Nor did I till this morning, so my apologies for totally derailing your question.
No, now I'm really curious. I want to know what she says.
Yeah, I would just assume she would say bad things.
Now, I don't care, but it's there, but and it's quite complimentary. And,
well, that's good to know, because the way I boss her around at home, I wasn't sure she liked me very much, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was going to get, so, but anyways, you've thrown me a couple of curveballs. I wanted to toss one at you today, but no, you're right. Yesterday's market's down more than what we've seen in about a month, and it was fueled in part by NVIDIA. It's showing some weakness, and there's a lack of some, excitement there. But you're right. That report showing that U.S. manufacturing kind of throttled back in August was a concern, because anytime you see a rise in inventory and a decline in new orders, that's not the combination that we want to see. And the idea that factory activity could be, subdued for a period of time is something that certainly is going to make investors a little bit concerned. But, September is going to be an interesting month anyways, because there's so many dynamics with regards of, okay, politically, which way might the election go, both from the presidential and all the other elections underneath, and then how are earnings going to continue to come out, and what other types of things that might develop or not develop in the Middle East impact. And there's a lot of individuals right now that are desperately trying to grab as much data as they can to determine what their next best step is going to be for the money that they manage. And of course, a big chunk of that is coming up on Friday with the jobs report.
Yeah, and really that is the new focus, right? The jobs report. Before, for the past, it's been quite a while, we've been laser focused in on the inflation reports. But
right.
Based on the latest batch of data that we got on that front, things seem to be good there. Again, the cumulative effect of inflation, everyone's still feeling it, but in terms of where inflation's at now, it's down to that target level that the Federal Reserve is trying to get to. But here comes the concerns over the jobs market for the first time in quite some time, and then Friday's report could be really telling.
Well, for years, you and I, we've never really downplayed the jobs report, but we've always referenced it as one of the pieces of the puzzle, and never really a prominent piece, just kind of a, it's there to be included in with everything else. But you're right, over the last few reports, it's been the focus.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're saying is, the prevailing speculation, it would be the best way to word it, if Friday's data shows that, okay, there's an improvement over the $114,000, egg that was laid last month, and we were expecting $183,000 or whatever. But if it's an improvement, it could allow the Fed to come forth with that quarter point interest rate cut that we're expecting in September. But the thought is, if this is like the report from last month that is weaker, it could push the Fed into doing more towards maybe a half a point. And I still don't want to see us go that route as I stand now, because I think that could send the message of worry to the market, and we could actually see the market respond as a result, thinking, okay, maybe the Fed's behind and we need to take some desperate actions here. And I think a quarter point would give everybody what they want, an interest rate cut, and moving in the right direction. Yeah, we can speculate how much between now and the end of the year, mm-hmm. but to have that and be rather confident in that is something that I think is baked into the market right now, and the speculation being what it is, we'll have to wait and see. But you're right. The jobs report on Friday, a lot of people are going to be looking at, because the slower trading season of the summer is behind us, and now it's when things start to ratchet up quite a bit. And as we come off of this holiday shortened week, it's going to be interesting to see how we end it.
All right. Our market expert, Jay Ratliff, with us this morning. Again, you can find him online at daytradefund.com. That's daytradefund.com. Jay, really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Real quick, I do want to note that Vice President Kamala Harris, she's going to make an announcement today in New Hampshire, a new part of her economic plan, and it's going to include a tenfold increase in the tax deduction for starting a small business. So that would go from $5,000 to $50,000. This would need congressional approval. There's also some other stuff in it where there are going to be measures to cut red tape and reduce barriers for getting things like an occupational license across state lines. So this will be announced later today at an event in New Hampshire, Kamala Harris's small business plan. I will say, from what I've seen of this plan, it's better than the price gouging plan that she rolled out, or that, you know, we're going to pay for your down payment if you're a first time home buyer, that kind of stuff. This seems like a better plan, probably will be more well received than all of that.